Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello and welcome in, listeners, now at Bayou 95.7 New Orleans, also 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station, and our friends at Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hello, Fort Bragg. Big show for you today as the drug in charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to sit and spin, and he's got a unique one today. 10 of the best bug bands of all time.
Bug bands.
Bug bands on the way.
Bug bands.
On Sit and Spin. The word will help you with a safe word. And as we get the story of a humpback whale that was found in the middle of the Amazon rainforest, no one is quite sure exactly how it got there. And then the story of a man in Missouri, they raided his house because they knew he had methamphetamine in there. They were correct about that. But as they went through other things, they also found a dead bald eagle in his freezer. Our Men's Room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
A few comments coming in. One of the discussions we just had was a woman got pulled over by an undercover cop in a Prius. And then we took some pot shots at a Prius, and I said, look, man, it's hard not to pass a Prius, because somehow when you see a Prius, just out of spite, you want to pass them, blow by them.
I actually think they're pretty nice.
Whatever the case. Oh, shut your trap.
I do.
So someone says, hey, it's true. I drive all the time. It's part of my job. And whenever I see a Prius, I get mad. Even if it's parked, I automatically hate it. That's followed by a different comment. I drive a Prius for work, and I love the car. There are many other slow cars. Whatever.
I think there's just a high volume of Priuses.
Yeah. But also, it's the poster child of the cars that people don't like. So even if it's not the Prius itself, yeah, like, the Prius is the poster child of cars that we hate.
But it's also become that car where you bought it initially because it's a hybrid.
Sure.
You're either commuting.
Half car, half horse.
You have an environmental thing going on or whatever. Now it's basically just seems like service vehicles. Like, all the cabs downtown are Priuses.
Yeah.
All the Ubers are Priuses. So I would just assume that if I am driving a Prius and I stop, there's a good chance someone just might jump into my back seat.
It's happened, and I've done it.
You know, I mean, I think it helps out a lot now that they all have something lit up in the deck,
right,
so you can kind of tell. But yeah, I mean, back in the day when Uber X first started, I did it all the time.
Just jumped in somebody's car?
Well, sure. Just like you open the door, and they're just like, hey, man, like, sorry.
Right, because they pulled over next to where you're standing. Right.
I mean, Larry David, I think, was the first person, or Ed Begley Jr., that I ever heard of driving a Prius. But they're big, like,
environmental guys and all that.
Men's Room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right, this took place in Russia again. We decided to take a 7-hour train trip up to St. Petersburg, you know, for a 3-day weekend or whatever, just to get away from that crappy town that we were living in. And so we're doing the bar crawl. Actually, there's two things that we discovered. This one, we were doing a bar crawl. We did, like, maybe, I don't know, 9 or 10 bars from, you know, 2 p.m. all the way up till 10. And about halfway through, we started seeing the same two couples in every bar. Not the same bar at the same time, but we go to a different bar and you see, and they're just staring at us. So we're definitely being followed, which was kind of unnerving, but... And then at the end of the bar crawl, we decided to go back to the hotel room. We wanted to hit up a strip club, so we called up the interpreter / assistant, and the guy that owned the company that we worked for, he also owned a casino / strip club up in St. Petersburg, so we wanted to go check that out. He came by, picked us up in a cab, and said, no, you don't want to go there. It's too damn expensive. So he gets on the phone, and we start driving around St. Petersburg, and St. Petersburg, I mean, it's just like Italy or something like that. They got waterways all over the place, so you get sometimes the drawbridges are up, and they won't come down until the morning. So we're just driving everywhere, and finally it says, oh, I found the ship. And I kind of looked at him and didn't really register. And then we finally pulled up to the dock, and it's a freaking pirate ship. It's a three-story pirate ship strip, strip club.
Like, that's where the strip club is.
It was on the water, so we walked the plank in there, and it was nice.
What do they call it? Was it called, like, the treasure chest or booty?
It's all Gaelic or whatever. I can't really read the words, but...
Blackbeards.
Let's just say I walked out of there a little less with money in my pocket. It was a fun night, though.
What happened to the couple that you thought was following you? Did they make it to the pirate ship?
Well, see, this is two things. It's either the FSB... or my the boss, Mr. Belisa, he was a very powerful dude. He's like rubbing shoulders with Putin. And since there's only like eight of us out there doing teaching them how to run the machinery and stuff, we were thinking either that or he just hired some people to keep an eye on us and make sure that we're all right.
Okay. Either way, it's a little disconcerting.
Yeah. Hey, if you know that ahead of time, like, look, these guys are going to be there just to get
something. You want to know ahead of
time.
That's
fine.
Right. That's why I don't think it's that.
People looking at me.
I'm just trying to find the strip club.
A pirate ship in St. Petersburg.
Yeah. St. Petersburg, what did you type? You got
pirate ship, strip club.
St. Petersburg, pirate ship, strip club.
Pirate ship, strip club, St. Petersburg, Russia.
And any hits?
That appears, I can't tell if this is it. There's a place called Chicago X.
What about Images?
It's probably the expensive club.
Yeah. Never been on a...
Pirate ship's in Tampa Bay.
Oh, St.
I hope it still exists.
Men's Room Blank Question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
Why does every story sound scarier?
In Russia?
Yeah.
Because it is. Mm. I mean, once you say in Russia, it doesn't matter. Whatever you say after that, it's just, even if it's a good story, it's scarier there than it would be the same good story here.
Right, like, I learned to box, period. I learned to box in Russia.
Mm-hmm. I once found $1,000 and saved a man's life in Russia. Right, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's scary. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. I am a sailor on a nuclear-powered submarine, and one of the things I didn't expect was I came back from a seven-month deployment, and the now ex-wife goes to be on the pier. We can't wait to go home. Go home. She's showing me a good time, and during the process of said good time, something just doesn't feel right. Upon investigation and a little digging around, I found a used condom inside of her.
Oh!
So,
how did you said digging around. I'm assuming that it just came out, right?
Or you had inadvertently probed for right. it, I'm
did
guessing.
Did you hook it with your, you know what I mean? Did you snag, yeah. did you snag it and pull it out?
I tried hooking it, and I pulled this thing out, and she is flabbergasted. She is beyond words. I slap it on her face. I tell her thanks for everything. Now my stuff's still on the boat. I pack my stuff, I get my stuff, and I leave.
Was this a girlfriend or a wife, you said? It was your wife.
Wife.
She is now my ex-wife.
And right. How much time had passed from the time that you met on the dock and then returned to the dock?
We did a seven-month deployment.
That day. From the day that you got back, you guys greet each other, you go home, you start doing your thing, you make your discovery, and back on the lake. How many hours passed from the time that you got off the boat and then went right back to it?
45 minutes.
Jesus, okay. Man.
And I guess you never heard from her again as far as an explanation. She never said, I'm sorry, or anything like that.
An explanation?
Yeah.
Well, they really, whatever she had to say was irrelevant. We were married for about 7 years, and it was just very surprising. So, kind of cut our losses. You know, we didn't have any kids at the time. And,
because you practice to safe sex.
You do realize that as far as and I'm not saying anything, but as far as the male anatomy is concerned, the reason that the head of your penis is shaped the way it is so that if you were to try to impregnate a female in the your head is designed to pull anything that was already in there out,
right.
That you can go in there. So it's actually designed to go in there and pull stuff out and then put your stuff in. So that's why I asked how you found that, because if it's working the way it should, more than likely that's...
But they used the condom.
Right, exactly. But that's what it ended up pulling out.
It felt funny, so... joke was on me, but...
Did they build a bigger entrance in here? Is this a bigger foyer than they had before? Did they knock a wall out? It seems like it was a smaller...
Something different about it.
Yes, exactly. Right? I can't put my finger on it.
Just, I don't know what it is.
Really is crazy. What's going on?
It calls an explanation. I understand how this happens.
Oh, man.
The great condom migration.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, man. Men's room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great. Fantastic.
All right. So, first of all, what do you think Joe Flacco leaving?
I'm okay with it, man.
Happy about that?
Well, yeah. I would put it this way. It's Denver's problem now. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, it is. So anyway, I was shocked to discover that my grandfather, who I looked up to very much, was a cheating manho.
A cheating manho?
Yeah, he owned his own business company. Apparently, when he would travel into towns and stuff to do stuff for work, he had what they used to call a trap line. I mean, not just one... You know, mistress or anything like that. He ran, a string of ladies.
That was not very uncommon back in the day or today as far as traveling sales is concerned.
Well, he wasn't a salesman, but, he was a company, he owned his own business company.
Yeah, but if you go out of town for business, if you're out of town all the time, that's
for business and stuff.
Especially if you go to the same town.
I expected it from my own grandfather, I guess.
I wouldn't put it past my grandfather.
What would you
mean? I know enough about my grandfather. If you said, he was a cheating hoe, I'd be like, yeah, probably was.
I mean, it depends on the age that they passed, right? Yeah. If that's when you're 7, you're surprised maybe when you're 18. It's your last memory. I doubt your grandfather sits you down when you're a little kid.
You don't know half that crap on that generation. Because, you know what, especially if you're Catholic, at least in the household that I grew up in, a guy can get away with anything. They're not getting divorced.
Right.
They're going to stay together forever. And whatever happened with your grandparents and their situation, more than likely, they're not going to get a divorce. There might still be, there's been forgiveness, obviously, or bitterness.
Or not.
But it just seemed like, look, we're doing this, and we're never leaving each other in spite of ourselves.
Right.
So
I don't need to be happy.
You find out stuff about other things later on in life, and you're like, why did they stay together? Well, that's just what they did back then. I wouldn't have done that.
I didn't want to go to hell.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather just live in it.
Would you rather live in it or go there, I guess. Mentor blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999. Ola, more your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
When the FBI showed up at Don Miller's home in rural Indiana in 2014 to seize part of his vast personal collection of artifacts, it was a shock for people who knew him. He was beloved. He was very charismatic. A former local reporter, Liz Dyke, said she got to interview the 90-year-old former engineer about his time in World War II, his missionary work in Haiti, and most of all, his huge collection of artifacts from around the world. The entire home is a museum. There are things everywhere, Dykes recounted. It was mind-blowing. Well, Miller willingly showed his collection to reporters, residents, and even local Boy Scout troops. So when the FBI came calling, she said, I wanted to know what they were looking for that he had. There had to have been something they were searching for.
Yeah.
There was something. The FBI has not talked about what that something was until now. When I first went into his home and saw the size of the collection, it was unlike anything we'd ever seen, said Tim Carpenter. He heads the FBI's crime unit and art crime unit. Not only me, but I don't think anybody on the art crime team had seen anything like this. FBI photos never seen publicly give a glimpse of the collection, some 42,000 items, including pre-Columbian pottery, an Italian mosaic, Jesus. Items from China, some Miller labeled Chinese jewelry from 500 BC. Roughly half of the collection
500 BC
was Native American, and the other half of the collection was from every corner of the globe. But the problem, Carpenter said a lot of it had been illegally obtained. Miller admitted he'd gone on digging expeditions in foreign countries around the United States for decades in violation of antiquities laws. Did he understand that he had obtained some things illegally? He did. Miller eventually agreed to let the FBI see some 5,000 artifacts so they could be returned to their native countries of origin. But Carpenter said all the FBI's careful planning could not prepare them for another more disturbing discovery. About 2,000 human bones. To the best of our knowledge, right now, those 2,000 bones represent about 500 human beings. Nearly all of those, he said, were dug up from ancient Native American burial sites. It is staggering why someone would have that many human bones. I don't know. I truly don't know why. Basically, what the FBI has been trying to do is give back these artifacts to the states, the countries where they were originally bought or collected, and get as many of those back to their original countries as possible. The FBI has already given stuff to Cambodia, Canada, Colombia, Mexico. A lot of Native American tribes in South Dakota region have gotten a lot of their remains back, but they're sifting through everything to figure out where this guy got all this crazy stuff.
That's actually pretty fascinating. I mean, the bones I don't get, because that you'd be hard pressed to explain that. Oh no, I thought it's perfectly normal. But like, what's the deal? Say, I don't know, you dig in your backyard because you're going to dig a new garden, right? And you find ancient arrowheads or ancient pottery. I mean, are you more than likely you're going to contact, like, say, a university to determine what it is, if you believe it's something of value? And then after that, what's the deal? Does the state or does the Fed get to seize it? I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. When they went in 2015 and wanted to find out, they wanted to talk to his widow at the time, like, did you know this was going on and all that stuff? So when they showed up, the FBI, there was a Chinese terracotta warrior figure standing guard outside.
Good God.
So how did he get one of those?
Like, right, how do you ship this back? You found cocaine and pineapples, but you didn't find a life-size terracotta Chinese soldier?
She says, I can't comment on the situation at this time. So the FBI went in and raided the place.
To be fair, that's some fascinating stuff, man. That's
crazy stuff.
Pre-Columbian pottery, right? That's one of those things that they love to find, right? Because they figure out whatever's going on in North America, South America, before Columbus gets here. You're talking 500 B.C. Chinese jewelry. That one blows my mind. I mean, think how old that is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess you got to be keeping some. I had a grade school teacher once that had lived in Africa. I remember she had, like, a little weird artifacts. I mean, I don't know where she got it, but it seemed like it should have been a museum. But, like, her and her husband owned it.
I've had that one weird situation when I was about 19,
and
20 years old.
I think she went over there to do stuff like that.
Where a guy that was neighbors of a guy, we were at a party. My buddy lived in a trailer, the next-door neighbor. They became kind of friends, like, in a here, let's get a beer kind of way, right?
The kind of friend.
They were a guy, but I remember one night we're all getting high, drinking some beers, doing our thing, probably listening to the Eagles' Greatest Hits or something.
You were living.
Because that's what that guy played constantly.
Oh, boy.
We're over to his trailer, and he's like, you want to see something? We're like, yeah. Goes back in the back room. He's got this box. He brings a box out. It's a human skull.
Jesus Christ.
And it was a real human skull. And you're like, ah, I don't want to touch it.
But there's a difference. There's the guy who has a human skull, and you say, hey, he did missionary work, blah, blah, blah. And there's a guy that does the human skull, and he also makes meth. I'm like, how fresh is that human skull?
Yeah, why did he have a human skull?
I don't know. I wasn't asking questions at that point.
Don't ask questions at that point.
This dude is weird. Men's Room blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jody. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my dad, when I was a kid, had the worst taste in women. He kind of went through a series of women.
Were you living with him at the time?
Yeah, I was. I grew up while he was dating these women off and on.
All right. Well, what is your personal opinion of your own mother?
I'd rather not say it on the radio.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, is he consistent?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So, not the most recent marriage, which seems to be sticking finally, but the one just before that, she was a gambling addict. She had terrible use of money. And she and my dad had been fighting for a while. And one day my dad comes to my school and takes me out of school. I was maybe 13.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes me to lunch. And he sits me down and he says, "I'm not your real dad."
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your response? And are you silent? Do you sob? Or do you say, "Thank God"? I mean, what's the moment?
I think I was honestly stunned and angry, and I was a mess of emotions, you know, teenager.
My kids are going to feel that way when I say, "I am your real dad."
I wanted to wait for you to start menstruating before told you. So it'd just be a hormonal roller coaster from hell. You know what I'm saying?
Just wanted to pile on, right. You know.
So I found out a little later on that she had threatened my dad with telling me in the worst possible way that I was technically adopted by him if he didn't tell me first.
All right.
He had no choice.
Okay, what was the worst possible way? I mean, he told you. What more could there be?
Take an ad out on Craigslist?
Yeah, I mean that you blackmailed her?
Hearing it from her?
Right.
So
I don't know. She did a lot of really messed up. She messed him up pretty bad, so.
Okay,
right, so now he's not. So how did he come to adopt you? Did he know your mother?
He was actually there when I was born.
Oh, so he thought, did he initially believe that he was the father, he was your dad?
No, he knew my mom was pregnant when they met.
All right.
So, and he was there the day I was born. His name went on my birth certificate, so I guess technically that makes me adopted.
No, technically that makes him your dad. I mean, not from a biological standpoint.
Legally,
but,
sure.
But for sure he's your father.
Hey, technically, you're both right.
Right. I mean, that's... So how long did it take you to kind of come to terms with this and talk about this with him?
Way longer than I probably should have taken. I probably didn't start talking to him about it until my 20s.
So, I mean, but you were 13 when he told you this. So, I mean, I'm guessing you're still living at home and all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, no. I'm turning 34 this year.
Yeah, no, but back
no,
in
no,
the
no,
when
then.
He told you, were you still living at home with him?
Yes.
Okay.
And so was it just awkward for the next few years until you moved out, or?
We used to have a better relationship, and then it just kind of stopped, and there was this giant wedge between us then.
Now, let me ask you this. This is from the outside looking. Are you mad because he did not tell you earlier and for better reasons? Are you mad because whoever your biological father is, you have no idea, unless you've tracked him down at this point, but... Inevitably, the guy that signed his name to your birth certificate did the right thing. I mean, maybe he could have told you, but I mean, that's a big undertaking to put on yourself.
I think he honestly planned on telling me when I was a little older and better able to make decisions.
Okay. Do you remember where he took you to lunch? I'm thinking a Happy Meal from McDonald's or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
what about your relationship now?
It was a little burger place up in Smoky Point. I have no idea.
Okay.
So
not there anymore.
Do you guys get along now?
Yes.
And do you still talk to your biological mother?
On occasion.
And has she ever told you who your biological father is?
She's told me his name, and I've tried to reach out to him, but he apparently wants nothing to do with me. She also told me I have two older brothers that I've never met.
From family. That same guy?
From previous marriages.
I don't want to meet you ever, but by the way, you got three biological sisters, four aunts, seven uncles,
and a partridge and a pear tree.
Right.
Have you met either of the two brothers?
No. One was given up for adoption. I don't know what his name is now. The other one I've spoken to on the phone. And what's bizarre is we could be twins.
What is weird about, why did your biological father say he didn't just even want to meet you for lunch just to introduce himself?
He never even responded to anything. I tried to call him. I've tried to, you know, mail letters saying, "Hey, I just want to talk to you."
Okay.
You know, just to get to know you.
Do you have any kids of your own now?
No, I do not.
All right, smart woman.
Could any of this stuff been intercepted in the mail?
It could have. But I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he walked away the first time.
You know?
Right, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, goddamn, man. That's
something else.
That's a doozy.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't like being around my family, but not to that extent.
There are moments where you wish they'd said you're adopted. You'd be like, good. Except me and my mom look so much alike. It's like, goddamn it.
Men's room blind question.
Seriously, man, you just, like when you're a teen and you hate everything about your parents and they're wrong and they don't know anything. And I'm like, we look freaking identical. There's just like, I'm stuck with this.
And you have a brother, too. Or we all, right, like that's my, like, I couldn't be adopted. Just look at me and my brother. If we're adopted, we're adopted from the same damn family.
Right? I don't think me and my brother look alike. Other people say we do, but other people are wrong. Oh. That's my stance on it. Like, man, you guys are obviously brothers. Neither of us see it, so I'm just like, no, you're an idiot.
Men's are blank question, but I never expected to discover blank.
So I create my own reality, Ted.
Yeah, yeah. There's just certain pictures of my brother sometimes where I'll do a double take.
Like, is that me or him?
Yeah.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. Well, my story starts a couple years back. I was working security in Oregon. I was at the head of carpool, so I was driving everyone around, picking everyone up, and I realized I forgot my badge. So I head home. I walk into my house, and lo and behold, I walk into my bedroom and find my brother standing naked with my girlfriend.
Oh. Do you guys look alike?
No, I'm actually like a bigger, heavier set guy, like more broad and everything, but not really.
How long had you been out of the house?
I was probably gone 20 minutes.
Jesus Christ. And
younger brother, you said?
No, he's an older brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Seen it. Well, I haven't seen it. I'm just...
Yeah, I was about to say,
Sorry.
Whoa. Huh?
That's about a sharp right turn. How old were you guys when this happened? Sorry, I missed that.
I was 20 at the time.
And your brother was what, 23, 24?
No, he was 30, I believe.
He was 30. How old was your girlfriend?
Yeah. She was 22.
Okay, and who said what first?
I said, who the F are you, you know? And like, I didn't understand at first what was going on. I like, was snapped, kind of.
Well, sure.
And then just kind of attacked him a little bit, threw him down, and like, pretty much ran out of the house freaking out. Because I was, like, on my way to work.
Sure. And you beat him up naked?
Yeah, well, I didn't beat him. I kind of just, like, threw him on the ground and, like, just was, like, you know, testing up a storm.
I hope he's throwing penis first, at least.
What did the girlfriend say? Just like, I like all of you. I mean, what was her response?
She was like, stop it. And I really didn't care what she said at that point.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop fighting.
How are you and your brother these days?
Yeah, exactly. And after that, I pretty much gave them both that day to get all their stuff and move out, or I was going to come back and there'd be more issues.
Ted asked, how about now, you and your brother? Is it a bygone thing or what?
It is, they're actually still together, so it's I do not talk to him.
Oh, wow.
When is the last time you've talked? You said it happened a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
All right, so when's the last time you've talked to them or either of them?
That was the last time, that day.
And so what about, like, the holidays come and go and all this? As far as your parents, are your parents still in the picture?
So it actually happened a week after my mom passed away.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, man.
So, like, emotions were all crazy, as you can imagine. And so, yeah, I Christmas and stuff, like, honestly, like, I tell my dad, you know, if he's going to be there, I'm just not going to be there.
Sure.
You know,
what does your dad have to say about all this?
My dad actually, you know, surprisingly, totally agreed with me. He's like, he was like, yeah, that's pretty messed up. But obviously, you know, it's his son too. And like, now I can understand that it, it's his son. So
you can love your kids, but you still understand the decision they made.
Yeah, he understands how crappy it all turned out.
And so how long have they been together now?
They've been a few years now.
Okay. They're not married or anything, right?
No, they're not married. No kids as far as I'm aware.
Okay, do you have any other brothers and sisters, or is that it?
Yeah, I have another older brother and an older sister. I'm the youngest. Right.
Okay, and are you dating again?
Yes. I'm happily dating a wonderful girl.
Okay.
I think you should marry her before she meets the family.
Yeah, before she meets your younger brother.
I agree, yeah. Keep her locked up.
Right? It's like, sorry, cousins, nobody comes over to meet the girl.
Are you glad you forgot your badge?
Sorry, he's gone. Yeah. Sorry. It seems like ill timing, but I'm like, Ted makes a good point. Like, hey, man, just there's a pattern.
I never get to meet your family. And honey, you won't.
You can meet my sister.
That's right.
That is ice cold.
All I mean,
but we knew a guy, remember, that was on the other side and had taken his wife was his brother's girlfriend to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing.
Because this guy's breath.
Right, but then he'd always be like, oh, my brother doesn't talk to me. Like, yeah, of course he doesn't.
He talked to you when you used to make your own meth, right?
Yeah.
He did. But when you stole his girlfriend, he stopped. Like, he's a patient guy. But that, you know.
How ugly is his brother? I mean, I gotta know.
Did you ever see that girl?
Yes.
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 She was a dime.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now.
I mean, if he's a step up, I had to see what the bottom was.
She had no sense of smell. This is no.
For real?
No, I'm saying she couldn't have. This guy, he literally had chronic halitosis. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, making fun of him. This guy's breath was so bad, we could smell it with his mouth closed. Yeah. Like, we could smell it through his nose. It was mine, but he was a nice guy.
Sure.
I liked him.
And look, I could fathom a lot of things, right? Like, hey, sometimes you meet somebody, but it's like, it's your brother. I feel like you got to put in a little extra effort. You know, and this isn't like...
It should not take any effort.
Right, like, it's your brother's girl.
Men's Room Blank Question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLAM. Or your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
A lost pot-bellied pig was found wandering around a Middletown, Ohio neighborhood, according to police.
Of course it was.
Police responded to a call at about 12:30 on a Friday afternoon, according to the Dayton Daily News. It was the force's canine officer, fortunately, Dennis Jordan, who took the call. He had, in fact, grown up working on a farm and had to feed hogs every morning before school. That's what he told the newspaper, so he was happy to respond. On the downside of that, as a canine officer, he arrived at the scene with Coda, the police dog, in a cruiser, so he could not transport the pig known as Charlotte. Though the two were exchanging animal pleasantries the whole time, they were being very nice to each other. He just didn't want to.
What's up, dog?
In the back seat with the canine.
It's funny that the animal in the back of the cop car is a dog, not the.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Jordan, the officer, got lucky. He found the owners who knew what to do to entice the pot-bellied pig known as Charlotte home. Charlotte was enticed home by a cookie trail of Oreo cookies.
Was enticed by Oreo. I find that hard to believe.
Within 20 minutes, the animal was back home. The police deputy issued a statement about the incident on Facebook. We had to take this pig into custody. He was involved in a disturbance. Someone was trying to blow his house down. Our question, midterm blank style, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what were you... Go ahead.
So the story that I got is, my buddy used to work for Dick's and Queen Anne, and it turns out Dick's has a secret menu.
All right. Did not know that, because most of the time, if you need anything extra, if you want onions on your burger or whatever, you got to pay 25 cents to get a little container of onions.
I feel like I keep discovering that all of these different fast food places, and it doesn't matter what it is, you talk to an employee, they're like, oh, yeah, we have a secret menu. So, like, I feel like it's if you ask for extra blank, they charge you. But if you use whatever the code word is, then you're not charged.
Now, are any of these secret menu items better than the original offerings?
So, if you ask So it used to be if you asked for an extra saucy hamburger, they would actually give you a sloppy Joe.
Ah, see, I would have never guessed that, man.
Huh. Yeah, and then the other bit is that they also have, Miles might actually like this, but they have cheeseburger fries.
Wait a minute. They have cheeseburger fries? What, were they basically just take cheese, put that on top of the fries, and crumbled hamburger?
Oh, yeah. Then they stick the lid on top and then steam it so they can get, like, healthy cheese all over the fries.
Hmm. So you're basically saying that they have ground burger ready to go.
But what do I call it? I mean, do I call it the cheeseburger fries, or is there some other name?
I always ordered it as just cheeseburger fries, but it might have changed since then.
And what did you say? That you said they have a sloppy Joe on the menu?
Yeah, it's like not official, but yeah, it's usually just at the Queen Anne location.
Huh. Okay.
But remember, it's a burger extra saucy. If you say sloppy Joe, they're not going to do it. If you say, hey, man, I want a burger extra saucy, that's the...
I think sometimes it depends on the place and time, too.
Okay.
So maybe that his friend and those guys just like, we're like, oh, we'll make these little secret menu things.
Well, it's one of those places...
How do you get the word out, right? Because it's a secret menu.
I've never
menu.
Heard of them having one.
Right.
So I'm casting doubt.
Well, that's why it's a secret menu. Otherwise, it's
but
just
everybody
a menu.
Everybody knows In-N-Out has a secret menu.
But I don't know. I mean, I know the couple of terms you can use here and there, but I've heard apparently Starbucks are like, oh, there's a secret menu. I have no idea what they could even offer. Because it's one thing to ask for, I don't know. Typically, when you ask for something, it's with ingredients you already know they have. But with this guy, I wouldn't think to order a Sloppy Joe at a hamburger joint.
Now, there was one place I knew one secret menu item just because they had taken it off. But you know what? They don't do it anymore. It was the chef. It was a twice-baked potato.
Where at?
A fancy place I like to go.
Okay.
But
no,
anyhow,
I got
somebody
you.
Said, you know what? In the first couple of years I went there, somebody's like, you could still order that if you ask for it. But then recently they were like, no, we can't do that anymore.
Aww.
And I was like,
well,
it's a secret menu thing. And they're like, yeah, that part's closed.
Oh, man.
I know.
Because the place you indicated is a place I would like to try their twice-baked potato.
It was awesome.
Son of a bitch.
Glory days.
Men's Room Blank Question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA.
That's what Springsteen was talking about, man. The
glory
twice-baked.
Days. When I can get my fries double animal. Glory days.
Right?
It's all about secret menus.
And from McDonald's, what I can tell is you just have the right employee to be like, yeah, put the fish fillet on a Big Mac.
You got it, boss.
Mm. Our Mr. Blank question, but I never expected to discover blank. 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.